This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. has registered more COVID-19 deaths in a single day than ever before, nearly 3,900. On the very day, a mob attack on the U.S. Capitol illustrated political divisions in America, which have even made fighting the coronavirus pandemic hard. The virus is surging in virtually every state, with California being particularly hard hit. Deaths and infections there are threatening to force hospitals to ration care. About 1.9 million people around the world have died of the coronavirus, more than 360,000 in the U.S. alone. December was by far the country's deadliest month yet, and health experts warn that January could be even worse because of family gatherings and travel over the holidays. Also, a new, more contagious variant of the virus is taking hold around the globe and in the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump, for the first time, acknowledged his defeat in last November's election and announced there would be an orderly transition on Inauguration Day, which is January 20th. The president delivered these words after the U.S. Congress concluded the electoral vote count early Thursday, certifying President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Trump said in a statement posted to Twitter that, quote, "Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. That's the end of that tweet. His Twitter account had been locked prior to him making this statement. Trump's acknowledgement came after a day of chaos on Capitol Hill as a mob of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol, and the vote count had to be